podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this another bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I am your host, The Vern, and for the next few minutes, I will be reviewing the latest action-adventure movie based on a popular video game. That's right, I'm going to be reviewing Tomb Raider. Now, this version stars Alicia Vikander, Dominic West, Walter Goggins. It is directed by Roar Gunthard, and I'm going to mess up that name, and I apologize. This is the third adaptation of the popular series of the famed archaeologist Lara Croft. The other two movies had Angelina Jolie as the lead role, and this one has Alicia Vikander as the lead role. So let's do this, folks. Let's play a few trailers of some other great podcast shows that I think you should check out, and we'll play a quick little trailer of the movie, and then I'll be back with my thoughts, all right? Stay tuned.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi there, Damien here from the Damien Riley Podcast. I hope you tune into my podcast. I love talking about movies and everything about them. You can subscribe at this website, thedamienrileypodcast.com. You can find me on iTunes or blueberry.com, or really anywhere that good podcasts are served up.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
All right, Kristen, I am so excited that you've decided to do a podcast with me, but what are we going to do a podcast about? There's so many other movie podcasts. We got to do something original.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Disney movies. What about something like that?
That's just kid stuff. What do we want to do that for?
Did you know that The Avengers is a Disney movie? Or that Pulp Fiction is a Disney movie?
Pulp Fiction is not a Disney movie.
It's technically owned by Miramax, which is part of Disney.
We are still going to talk about the Disney animated movies, though, right?
I thought you said that was kid stuff.
Well, you know, I've got two kids. I got to be a good dad and stuff.
So be sure to subscribe to the Walt Disney Podcast, where we discuss the various subsidiaries of the Walt Disney Studio, including the animated movies.
It's available on iTunes, Podomatic, and wherever you find great podcasts. And I swear, it's not kid stuff.
Laura. You found my secret. Our world is in danger. You must stop them.
It'll be an adventure.
Some men like dangerous women.
You shouldn't have come here. But I'm glad that you did.
You messed with the wrong family.
Tomb Raider.
Can't be too careful these days. The world has gone bloody mad.
I'll take two.
Experience it in IMAX.
Welcome back, everybody. So, video games in the last 10 years, or more, have become way more cinematic in their approach to telling stories. If you look at games like The Last of Us, Life is Strange, and even Uncharted, also known as The Male Tomb Raider, these games boast great action sequences, wonderful voice talent, and CGI work that I enjoy so much, I end up just watching the game being played on YouTube instead of playing the game itself. Now, adapting video games into movies has never been an easy task. Sometimes you get ones that come close to the source material, like The Silent Hill, and then there are ones that completely miss the point, like Super Mario Brothers. Alright? When Tomb Raider was first adapted back, I think it was in 2001, it was a big hit. Angelina Jolie certainly had the measurements of the buxom explorer Lara Croft, but only from what was seen in the original game version back in 96. In 2013, there was a reboot for the PS4, and now in 2018, we have a big screen adaptation starring Alicia Vikander. Now, in this movie, we meet Lara Croft, a tough and resourceful girl who has seen struggling hard to make money. Not that she actually has to, because she is the daughter of a very rich tycoon who owns more things than Donald Trump ever could. She just chooses to do things by herself. Her father, Richard, played by Dominic West, has gone missing for so long that everyone assumes that he is dead, but Lara refuses to let go of him. One night, she discovers a hidden room at the estate and finds out that her father was this famous explorer who was researching something called Hitimco. It's basically the Ark from Raiders of the Lost Ark without actually saying that it is. When to put some closure on the whole thing with her father, Lara decides to go in search of this island and doesn't do a lot of adventures along the way. The plot of this goes exactly the way you expect it to, but it's okay because the way it was executed was a lot of fun. The scenes of dialogue and exposition are short like the cutscenes from a video game, and the action sequences made me feel like I was actually watching the game itself, just with way better graphics. I looked at a few scenes from the 2013 game, and there are several moments of this that are taken right from the game itself. Even though this is a standard journey movie that has like various chase scenes sprinkled throughout it, I thought I got the vibe of actually playing a video game quite well. Now, as for Alicia Vikander in the lead role of Lara Croft, I thought she was really good. There are going to be some people on film Twitter who say that Vikander doesn't have the body to be Lara Croft, but if you've seen the 2013 PS4 game, she sure as hell does. What I like best about Vikander's role is that there's no need to overly centralize this character. As much as I loved how Angelina Jolie looked in that outfit, there was no reason why there were random, semi-nude scenes in those movies. Don't get me wrong, it was hot and I enjoyed looking at it, but it was very unnecessary to the plot. Vikander's Croft seems more like a real person rather than just being a set spot. I feel like Jolie's Croft is more like cosplay, and Vikander, she seems like more like a real person there. It was also great too to have a female character that had no love interest. In a lot of action movies, our lead heroine must have a boyfriend that she at first hates and loathes and despises, and then ends up falling in love with them at the midway point. And I'm glad that this movie avoided that cliche. Most women will have a much better connection with this version of Lara Croft compared to the others. The only issue I had with this character is that it seemed random of when she was vulnerable and when she was strong. Still a step in the right direction, and I would watch another movie with Vikander in the lead role. Tomb Raider is the first English language film from director Roar Unthog. Again, I'm gonna mess up the pronunciation of that and I apologize. And the way he plays the cameras in this are extremely accurate to how they would be placed if you were playing a video game. Some may dislike this for having a story that is basically paint by numbers, but I enjoyed it. A lot of video games have a paint by number storytelling, but it's still, in the way it's executed, it's still a lot of fun. I do hope that in the sequel, Lara invades more tombs, but since this is basically an origin story, I will forgive it. It's not a perfect adaptation. Tomb Raider still has enough action to keep you interested, and its 2-hour long runtime. Lisa Vikander has a lot of great charisma as Lara Croft, and I hope we get more blockbusters with this portrayal of women on screen. So yeah, I'm going to give this one, folks, 3.5 stars out of 5. I think it was enjoyable. I do need to actually rewatch the Angelina Jolie movies because it has been a while since I watched them. I want to know if they hold up still, so I will probably talk about that on an upcoming episode. You can actually go on to thatmomentin.com and actually read my full review of Tomb Raider. But yeah, anyways, folks, that's going to wrap up everything right now for the Cinema Recall Podcast. Our next upcoming episode, me and guests will be talking about our favorite moments from Paul Thomas Anderson's Punch Drunk Love. But hey, as always, you can check out all of our other episodes through the site, thatmomentin.com. We are on Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, Player FM. We are going to be featured on a few other streaming sites, and I'm still working on getting that stuff set up here. But yeah, I think that's going to wrap up everything right now. I hope you enjoyed this short little review of Tomb Raider. Let me know what you thought about the flick, and I will talk to you guys later. Goodbye.